أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, but do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is that guidance that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran Bismillahirrahmanirrahim Qad aflaha al-mu'minun الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير معلومين. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وأعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلاتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون. صدق الله العظيم. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, these ayah rather, He mentions those who are successful. And in this case, He mentions in past tense, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who are mu'min have already succeeded. Those who are full of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while performing the salah, and they are the ones who turn away from vain talk and actions, and they pay zakah. They are the ones who preserve, or rather, persevere. Those who preserve their chastity, unless it is with their wives or with those whom their right hand possesses, and in these cases they are blameless. But whoever goes beyond this has transgressed. Yet those who keep their promise and are true to their trust, they are the ones who perform salah on time. They are the inheritors. Also, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدٍ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They, those in whose hearts they do not have doubt, they are the ones who are on right guidance. They are the ones who have no doubt about the hereafter, and they, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, they are the ones who will win, who are successful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, mu'min often is translated into believer in English, but it actually refers to one who has been given a trust. They have been entrusted, and thus there is an agreement. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His book, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانَ. Do we not have an a'had, a contract, an agreement between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, Bani Adam. He didn't mention whether we are Kafir or Muslim. He said, Bani Adam. If you're a human being, there is an agreement. And an agreement is that we have been entrusted with what we are. The miracle of it is that it's so easy. It comes effortless. All of the time that we struggle trying to control this body, you forgot all about it. Yeah, just look at an infant and look at the concentration that they have when they're trying to reach or grasp something. Complete focus. That's when you were trying to gain control of this body. When your neural paths were forming and strengthening, and now it becomes reflex. Only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may cause you to lose some feeling in your arm or leg or have some ailment do you appreciate the ease and long for the time when it was not a problem. It's like, oh, I can't wait till this is over with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, the miracle of that, the medicines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to fore with every new generation, still, any doctor will tell you, a healthy body is the best cure. That all you need to do, if a bone is broke, make sure the body is healthy and give it time to heal. It will heal itself by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mention this again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, because this is part of the trust. As we mentioned in previous khutbah, that is what will be asked into amongst those three categories of dhulm, evil. When one commits evil against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he oppresses Allah by denying him, that is the evil that will not be forgiven. Or one oppresses others, and they are an oppressor, and they usurp the rights of others, and thus do evil unto them deliberately. That also is inescapable. But the evil that we do to our own selves, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he acknowledges this by giving us dua, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. O Allah, O my Lord, I have wronged my own self. وَإِلَّا بْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will be lost. So again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is a trust. We have been entrusted with our bodies and our nafs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has infused into us a ruh from Him. وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. And He breathed into Adam of the ruh. And He brings the ruh to the body in the wombs of our mothers. Each and every one of us. And He takes it off of us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in His book, in order to allow this body to rest. It's heavy. If He did not remove the ruh from you, it would kill you. This is a fact. Sleep deprivation. That's what that is. They call it sleep, but it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removing the ruh from you so He allow your body to rest, relax. And if He don't, you will die. You're dead. That's it for you. But that's part of the trust. I give you power. We seek and run through this dunya for power and authority over everything. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us power and authority of, most of us abuse it. Complete authority. And that's why we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that. That is what it means to be mu'min. And to use this body accordingly to fulfill that trust. To do so justly, these are the criteria. That we make salah on time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forget to mention zakat. And they pay their zakat. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, do you think that you will enter paradise without trials like those who came before you? They encountered suffering and adversity, and were so shaken in their spirit that even the messenger and those who believed cried, when will the help of Allah come? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go through the seven heavens and seven past the seven earths, past Sidratul Muntaha, the furthest area, or the furthest boundary beyond which only Allah knows. And to stand at the throne. And behind him were the souls of his ummah. And he said to his prophet, ask. And among those things that he asked was, Rabbana, O our Lord, la tahmil alayna isran. Do not place a burden upon us, كَمَا حَمَلْتُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا, like you placed upon those before us. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, of those burdens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested those who believe, He mentions in His book, قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُقْدُودِ, the people of the trench, or rather, these are, in these particular cases, ditches. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُقْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوُقُودِ, cursed are the companions of the ditch, the fuel, or rather the sapphire that they supplied with fuel, when they sat by the fire and witnessed what they were doing against those who believed. That they had nothing, no charge against them except that they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the All-Wise. This is a story, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Suratul Buruj, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us what can happen. What can happen to those who believe? What test they may face. And so it is so important that we learn these du'as and that we learn what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for on our behalf. رَبَّنَا لَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِسْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتُ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. Oh our Lord, do not place a burden on us like you placed on those before us. These are people who came before the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested. As we mentioned in previous khutbah, that this young boy had gained such notoriety, and he was of the faith of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And they lived near the town of Medina, not far off, in the Arabian Peninsula. And it was not until that after time and time and time again, this king tried to kill this young boy. He said, look, the only way you're going to kill me is if you do follow the following things. Do this. This is the only way that you'll get me. He had tried to toss him off a mountain. He had tried to drown him. He tried to do everything he could. And every time the boy had said, oh Allah, save me from these people by any means you wish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed this young man to be so confident that every time he was saved, he went back to the king to his face. He didn't run. It's like, that didn't work. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, some say that this king, his name was Dhu Nawas, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and that the young man's name was Abdullah. And again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But in part, being related on authority of Shu'aib radiallahu anhu, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told his companions about them. And when finally he came before the king, after so many times, he said, look, as he told him, you will not be able to harm me unless you do the following. So the boy said to the king, when asked, what should I do? Gather all the people in a high place and fasten me to the trunk of a tree, and take an arrow from my quiver and place it in the bow, and say, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy, and then shoot. If you do that, you will rid yourself of me. So the king, Dhu Nawas, he gathered the people, according to this hadith, in an upland place, tied the boy to the trunk of a tree, took an arrow from his quiver, fixed it in his bow, and said, in the name of Allah, the Lord of the boy, and shot the arrow. It struck the boy in the forehead, after which he placed his hand on the wound and returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this, All of the people being witnessed, they said, "We believe in Allah, the Lord of the boy. We believe in Allah, the Lord of the boy. We believe in Allah, the Lord of this boy." And so his counselors turned to him and said, "This is what you were afraid of. This is what you feared, and it has befallen you. The people have believed in Allah." And so as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Dhu Nawas dug deep trenches at the entrances to all of the roads, filled them with fuel, and lit them so that they would be full of fire. And then he ordered that whoever did not reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they would be cast into the fire and burned alive. One of those people that were brought to the ditch was a woman with her child. And when she saw the fire, she nearly retreated, but her infant, Allah blessed her to speak and said, "Oh mother, be patient. You are on the truth." And she threw herself into the fire and landed in the paradise. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Rabbana la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltuhu ala alayna min qablina. O Allah, do not place upon us a burden like you placed upon those before us. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what's important here is that we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity and has given us a trust. And this is why every single thing that we do, inna alaykum lahafidheen, surely over you are watchers, writers. We spoke about them. Angels writing. He didn't leave you alone. He entrusted you with something and he said, okay, watch him. Watch her and write it down. Everything they do good, they'll be rewarded, and everything they will do bad, they will be asked about. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is this life that we so take for granted. It is a trust. And I remind you, as I remind myself, none of us know when we will be called to account. None of us know when we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask. None of us know when we will have to face the judgment. So it's best, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to be well prepared, to be well armed, and to not be surprised when the angel of death comes knocking, but instead to surprise him by saying, "Alhamdulillah, I was expecting you." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, ittaqullah, take heed of Allah, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Aqulu qawli hadha, wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, astaghfirullah anallahu ghafur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, taqwa is often translated as someone who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is not an accurate description of this word. Khashu', khashiya, this is fear. And fear for the human being is one of two things. You may be startled, surprised, and shocked, or there is an element there of anger, frustration, recognition of one's inability to overcome an obstacle. Fear, in this case, generates a negative feeling. One fears harm if they're faced with a wild animal. One feels fear when they have a threat of loss that they can't overcome. This is fear. In that sense, this is not what is meant by taqwa with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is an element there of dislike, not respect. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa and khushu' or khashiyah, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both are out of respect. We fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath, but not in a sense that we wish to overcome him or to subdue him, which is impossible, or to escape him, which also is impossible. No, we fear his wrath because we deserve it. We know that it's just upon us. That there is no accounting of what Allah gives and what we've done that we come out ahead. We always come up short. And so we fear the justice that is against us. No doubt, inescapable. There is a mention in hadith that on the day of judgment, your sins will be like your children. Daddy, daddy! Running after you, coming to greet you. You won't be able to run from them. And you won't be able to deny them. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there's also the mention that those who are lost went to Allah, the haqq that has come down, they will on their own realize, I am going to hell. Without anybody telling them. So it's clear there is no place but the fire for me. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says on that day, nobody will be wronged. They will recognize the wrong that they have done to themselves. سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. And the keeper of hell will ask them, didn't a warner come to you? Bella, without doubt. قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. A warner came to us, but we denied him. And we said, Allah didn't send anything like that. But if we had only used our brains and listened, we would not be the companions of the fire. فَعَتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. They will know their sin. They will recognize. They'll understand. They won't object. فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Away with the companions of the fire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is what is meant by khushu' for the Muslim. We fear that. We don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if, ooh, I want to run from him, I don't like him. That's not that fear. And we take heed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he warns us and take his advice. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the quwwa, the power. There's nothing, no doubt. But it's not the same fear like you fear the IRS. You do not want to ever see them unless they're bringing you a check. Or the fear of the police. No. That's not what we mean. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, yes, he has a right to be feared. Absolutely. You should be afraid of his wrath and of his judgment on you. Yes, absolutely. But not in the sense of that there's distance or disrespect. The taqwa here is just as if someone told you, hey, don't go down that road, you're going to run into trouble. Or hey, if you go that way, it's a dead end. And you listen. Thank you. That's taqwa. You trust where you got the advice from. You trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no ulterior motive. We can't benefit him. What are we going to do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What? Nothing that we do for him in worship benefits him. Nothing. So therefore, this is all for ourselves. So that we have what? When we show up on the day of judgment, oh Allah, I tried. If you really take me to task, I cannot stand your justice. But I tried. I did something. You know, like your child to come to you with a crayon drawing. Look what I did. You say, okay. You did a nice little thing. I forgive you. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have that mercy, pardon, afu one, kareem one, inshallah, that he overlook our sins. Let them pass, because what we show as good deeds, they don't mean nothing. For him, please. So therefore, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that's what this deen is about. The taqwa, the taking the advice, knowing that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he says, sadaqallahu al-azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. It's true. We will face him. We will meet him. We will see our deeds laid bare. We will have to account for what we did here. And so therefore, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the taqwa, the advice, is to take advantage of every single opportunity there is to stack the deck in your favor. And where most of us trip is when it comes to the sadaqah. Where most of us fall woefully short is when it comes to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in our pockets or gave us control over. Like I mentioned often, you know, if I said, brothers, we got all these brothers, we got to stand right now. These kafirs want to come in here and tear down this mansion. Hold up, who? I wouldn't have to worry about none of that. But as soon as I say, inshallah ta'ala, brothers, you know, we have to take care of the masjid. You know, we need everybody to give $100. Everybody starts scratching where it don't itch. Hoping that I don't see them when they leave. Probably even making a memo in their phone. Don't go to Jumu'ah next week at that masjid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we can't run from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows. And he knows what we are able to do. He knows, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what he gave us. And again, the taqwa that should show up is in our minds. I may not have another opportunity. There is no guarantee. This may be my last chance to give for Allah's face. This is what I want you to hear when we remind you about the sadaqah and the zakat, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. To not get fearful about a number or an amount of money. And to try to run from being the ayah against that ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, وَيُحِبُّ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا, that's you. You don't want that to be you. That you love money violently. This is not the Muslim. The Muslim, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels joy when he pays his sadaqah. He feels joy when he gives to something that will continue behind him. How many Muslims, all of us may know, have seen once or twice, oh, what happened to brother so-and-so? Oh, he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was here. Oh, what happened to sister so-and-so? Oh, she returned to Allah. You didn't hear? She was here. Praying next to you. Supplicating just like you. And now what she sent forth, she wishes she could come back. He wishes he could come back and give more. You have that opportunity. We all act like we're not going to die. Really. And it's part of our nature. That's why Allah calls us insan, because we forget. We'll stand over the grave of our loved one. And tomorrow's your death. And you don't know it's coming. So what is our problem? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I'm going to share something with you that inshallah ta'ala, I pray that you understand in a real way. The kafir has written many and many and many a book. And I challenge any one of you to find one book about the secret to wealth. One book about making money. One successful person in our day and time or in eras past that has not said this. Giving to God helps you make money. This is the kafir. This is the kafir, the one who denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worships stones and idols and rocks and rats. They all say, hey, you want to really make some money? Make sure you give and tithe. I'm not kidding. Pick up any book. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promises you paradise. Not only do you can get something here, you get Jannah. And we are more stingy than the stingiest person even in fairy tales. We are reminded about this as this is part of our faith. And it is easier to get money for fitna than it is for the masjid. And that is not the way it should be. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the investment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lasting. And I remind you, as I remind myself, that these institutions, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we don't have them because we haven't invested in them. That's why. What we see of University of Chicago, Rockefeller, that was his investment. It stands here today. Or you see other institutions. That's what they invested in. And it's here today. And so, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if we don't make that investment, it won't be here when you leave. And that's when you will wish and you will say, oh, Brother Omar told me, I wish, but it's too late. So that's why it's important to dig deep now. I'm reminding you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This has nothing to do with, oh, here we go about money. No, brothers. No, sisters. What it has to do with is this. Every day, every moment, those who hate the truth are investing everything against it. Every day, the shaitan and his army has one more thing, one more success in putting out or making you and me, those who love Islam, scared to speak. Every single day, there's one more item, one more incident, one more situation in which the Muslims are faced with an encroachment on their deen, or faced with a society that is getting dumber and dumber and dumber, that they think in sound bites. If it goes past 30 seconds, you done lost their attention. Ah, nutshell it for me. Just break it down for me. Bottom line it for me. The knowledge. You can't bottom line the Quran or the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended and taught by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over 20 some years. And give it to me. Make it quick for me. This is the society. And they are bent on their own self-destruction. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it's our charge, it's our responsibility to fight against what is wrong. That is the duty of the mu'min. That is the duty of the Muslim. And that is why, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as in many, many, many hadith, over and over we hear of when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his punishment, and the angel said, wait a minute, O Allah, O Lord, there's your servant. He lives right there. Said, start with him, because he didn't warn the people. So that's our job. You know, we're not blind. We see the weather changing, food prices going up, gas prices going up. Everything is getting worse. It's like a slow build, and everybody's looking worried. And the reason is, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, because we don't have any backup. That's what the institutions are for. That's what schools are for. That's what masjids are for. That's what a strong community is for. Backup. That when I, as an individual Muslim with my family, I have some other Muslims who feel my pain and can support me, and we can stand together. That's why you invest now. Nobody wants to build a building in a hurricane. You don't do it there. It's too late. The storm is on you. Hide. You build before the storm comes. You build shelter before you have a problem. And that's why I continue to remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the storm is coming. The tests, the real tests are coming. Ayn al-Mafar, where is shelter? Where will you run? Then it'll be too late. You know, brother, can I pay? Hey, brother, money ain't no good right now. It's too late. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, now is the time to invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Heavy, heavy, not stingy, not pinching off. That's not what you do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are Muslim. And the advice is to give in sadaqah. Give what you love, as Allah says. La tanalul birra. Birr is the real faith.
لا تناول البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You will not achieve faith, real purity of faith, until you give from what you love. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, not the beggar on the street that you give a dollar to. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. You give the beggar on the street, or somebody that makes you feel guilty, you give them spare change. You give Allah what you love. Y'all know what you love. I don't have to give denominations. You know what you love. That's what you give. And that's how you get. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, we have the responsibility for those generations coming up after us. We have the responsibility to build so that they have something to shelter in. We have that responsibility. If we see this steady tide of fitna and filth growing, we have the responsibility to create institutions, to support our masjids, to build things that inshallah ta'ala will live and be a citadel and a safety zone for them. That's our job, not theirs. So I pray Allah ta'ala that you take the advice, that you take heed. Ittaqullah haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإلا بتغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله إن الله يعمل بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.